What up, Urban CEOs, and welcome to the Urban CEO Show, where you can get a chance to get empowered and informed. We are also about creating community and connections. With every show, we will bring you a VIP guest interview, tips, and more. Oh yeah, we also want to hear from you with our CEO breakthroughs. So sit tight and enjoy the show. Now it's time to hear from one of our urban CEOs with the quote of the day.
Hey, my urban CEOs, it's your sister, it's your girl, Kitten Cat Gray, and I'm coming to you with my quote of the day. If you knew me yesterday, you don't know me anymore. I grow daily. Look, if you're out here on the grind, learning things, and becoming the new you, the better improved you, this means that you are becoming a new person every day. And the people that will hold you in the box are some of these people from yesteryear. They don't know you anymore. So you stay on your grind and find the people that support the new you. And that is my quote of the day. And as I always say, get it tight, keep it right. Because in 2019 and beyond, there are too many ways.
All right, y'all. It's time for our VIP guest of the day. So let's see who we have on the hot seat.
All right. Well, hello, 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 urban CEOs. This is Taria Visionavant, and we have another VIP guest here today. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. This young lady that I am bringing to the stage is just out here killing it, and she is helping so many people get to success as well. Now, I had a chance to actually connect with her through this. I don't know if you guys have heard of this tool that's out there in the world, but it's this tool called Instagram, right? And so I was on Instagram doing what I do, and that's where you like to scroll through, you know, the Instagram, and fell upon this incredible community called Womennewer. And so I started following Womennewer, and I mean, they just have a massive following, doing some tremendous things, and had a chance to learn more about the founder. And then I saw, guys, that she was launching this new community for individuals that want to learn how to grow their Instagram. Well, I was able to join that community, and I've been a part of it. And guys, I have seen so much transformation, so many things I didn't even know that you could do with Instagram. And so I'm just really thrilled to have her on the line today. Now, let me just tell you a little bit. She has been seen on many publications, from the New York Times to She Leads Africa, Black Enterprise, so many things. But Womennewer right now, guys, is a major movement. But not only does she have that, but she also now has the InstaG Society. And so I am so excited to have on the line the founder, the woman with the plan. She's an urban CEO herself, none other than Sharon Beeson. Hey, Sharon, how you doing, girl?
Hi, Taria. Loving your energy, and I love that introduction. Thank you.
Oh, no, absolutely. And I'm telling you, I'm just over here smiling ear to ear, because you are definitely a woman that is out here doing tremendous things, and I look up to you, and I'm just really grateful that you took the time out. I know you're busy, and you took the time out to really bless our urban CEOs to hear about, you know, everything that's taking place. Now, I know I didn't get a chance to really do justice as far as, you know, your background, but one thing that I have been able to just kind of look up on you is that you actually started. You didn't start off as a successful, you know, CEO. You started off in the corporate space. And so if you could, Sharon, if this is people's first time hearing your beautiful voice from Brooklyn, New York, let us know a little bit about who you are and how did you come into becoming a CEO?
Well, as most people know, right, when you're in the corporate world, you begin to get sick of your job, and you begin feeling like you're becoming a slave to it. And don't get me wrong, I had an amazing run in the corporate world. My 9-to-5, I was an accounting supervisor. So my entire background is accounting. And that's what I went to college for. So I thought I was going to become the number crunching CPA, right? And don't get me wrong, I really loved what I did. I did it for over 10 years, and I worked with some great people. I learned a tremendous amount of things, and it was just too much. It was a very demanding job. I was always traveling. At one point, I was literally living out of a suitcase, and I had to work on weekends when it became tax season. And literally, everything was planned around my job. When I came home, I couldn't do this. I couldn't go out because I had to wake up and go to work early the next day. And it just became way too much. So I started planning and just saying, oh my goodness, I definitely want to do my own thing. And I kind of always felt that. I just wasn't sure what it was going to be. And at the time, Brooklyn was really on the up and up. And this was pretty much as gentrification was starting. And I lived downtown Brooklyn in the middle of it all. And there was no skyline, none of that then. So I loved Brooklyn. I was like the go-to person for what to do and what was happening. And so my very first business, after some research and benchmarking, was a concierge business, which it still exists today. And that think personal errands. So I'm that individual that gives you back your time because you're too busy to do anything. And, you know, I kind of have that pretty hands off with that now because it's kind of self-sustainable. But then that's it. And so I started that in 2006, didn't look back. And you can't pay me to go in a cubicle now. And 2008.
I know that's right.
Yeah. 2008. I quit my job completely. I mean, I was scared as hell. Like, I mean, I had all the fears, right? Like, oh my God, suppose I don't maintain this money. And of course, it was a severe cut in my lifestyle, but I didn't care. I was happy as all entire hell. So that's how it all began.
And I love that you talked about happiness. That's one thing I'm always telling people. You know, I was darn, and I think I might even said this on another interview where I was listening to Joyce Myers and she was talking about a statistic that showed how many people will stay on a job miserable because of the money, but not realizing that if they just took that leap of faith, stepped out and walked in what many people like to call their purpose or the things that you love to do. Let's just say things you like doing and learn how to make that profitable. You know, you may not start off making the same kind of money, but eventually, if this is what you're supposed to do, you'll be taken care of and you can get to that type of income. And so I love that you talked about happiness because a lot of us are out here seeking happiness in ways that I feel is not really true. I mean, you don't gain happiness if you're doing something that doesn't really move you. You know what I mean? And so now let's talk about this because, you know, you've been able to grow an Instagram organization, Womennewer, right now, over 160,000+ followers, which is huge. And then, of course, InstaG Society and things like that. Tell me, with you having the accounting background, was computers or social media something that you always liked? You know, when it started, I mean, when did we start with Black Planet back in the day, MySpace, stuff like, was that something you were always plugged into or was it something you had to learn?
Well, you know, I wasn't a MySpace fan. I really wasn't on anything. I knew for my concierge business, I had to kind of get out there. So I began on Twitter. And I learned Twitter. Then I opened my second business, which was Brooklyn Exposed. I closed that. And it was an online entertainment magazine for everything to do in Brooklyn. And so that's literally when I just dove in and I'm like, you know what? I need to be on Twitter. And that's when Twitter kind of was just starting. And I became known as a Twitter queen because I grew my Twitter. I realized early on it was engagement and conversation. And real conversation. And once I showed that I began caring, I was just like, oh my God, I literally just have to have a conversation with this person as if I'm sitting across from them and acknowledge them. And it just took off. Of course, that coupled with providing useful and valuable information and whoa, Twitter, right. It just took off.
Wow. Look, for me, it took me so long, and I have a computer science background. It took me so long to really understand like Twitter, Instagram, any of that. And so now I'm seeing that that's no longer an excuse, you know, okay, I just don't get it. No, we have to learn how to use these things. We got, and there's so many people right now that are building some incredible businesses leveraging this social media. Well, I want to shift gears real quick because I do want to talk about your different movements that you have. And I know you have multiple businesses. One of the things, you know, that I'm always talking about, Sharon, is building multiple streams of income. But a lot of times people think that, you know, we have to be able to build those different things all at the same time. And I know that can be very difficult, you know, to be able to balance multiple businesses at once. So my first question is, Sharon, if you could, what's your Rolodex? What are the businesses that you run? Because I know about Women Newer. I know about the Instagy Society. Now I've learned about the concierge business. I know that you are also a coach, speaker, trainer. What are all the things that you do? Or do you even know, girl?
Right. I'm losing track. No, I'm kidding. You know what? At the end of the day, I'm going to call myself, if I have to give myself one title, it's a leader, right? And the reason why I say that, because, you know, a lot of people are always like, boss, this, boss, that. But I call myself a leader because I've learned, and it's a quote, I forgot the guy's name, and he says, a boss loves power, a leader loves people. And at the end of the day, I love people. So everything that I do encompasses me dealing with people in real life, not behind the screen, so to speak. I mean, I come to life, right? But however, yes, I do own a concierge business. I did own a Brooklyn online blogazine. I currently own two businesses, and Womener is my mini empire, so to speak, where I have, it's actually called Beeson Media Group. And under that, I have Womener. And of course, I have the sub brand under Womener, my two memberships. And of course, I'm an author. I am a startup strategist and a keynote and international speaker. And I do consulting, and I like to call it transformation versus like coaching and things of that nature, because, right? Do you know what I mean? And I like to call it leadership. So yeah, those are some of my titles, if we have to get specific.
Absolutely. And I can appreciate that. And the only reason is because I do want people to pay attention to the different titles. They all kind of work together. Right?
Right.
Like, I didn't hear you say I'm a real estate agent, but I also am a bookkeeper. Like, we make it all kind of aligns. And one of the things that I'm always telling people, if you want to be able to build multiple businesses, you got to figure out how they can be connected, because a customer will stay a customer over and over, especially if you're giving them great results. Now, my next question to you is this, right? As you've been growing your businesses, you've been full-time for several years now as a full-time CEO. What have been some of the hardest challenges that you have had?
Well,
and keep it all the way real now.
Of course, absolutely. And I'm not going to stutter, right? So I will say two of the challenges have been the following. One has been finding people to work with to build my team who really do what the hell they say they do. Right. So that's been one of my challenges, and consistently having to kind of sweep away, you know, this kind of people that I began working with and then realizing they don't do what they do. Because, listen, I know a crap load of stuff. Right. And I know what I know right now. I don't know everything. I don't know all industries, but I'm savvy enough to know what people aren't who they say they aren't, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is where my holistic business savvy comes in, right? I have knowledge in many, many areas. I just have to niche it down. That's challenge number one. And it's still a challenge, right? Even hiring a VA or online business managers, trusting and people being able to sustain what they say they can do. So that's challenge number one. My second challenge is, and I say this all the time on Womener, people are really full of shit, you know? hopefully it was okay for me to say that. But I mean that in the sense where it's been hard finding people who talk the talk and walk the walk. And this is not to knock anyone, right? I have found it hard to be in a space where all of these people saying that, women's empowerment. What do you need help with? And not necessarily me, But I'm tired of witnessing this sort of people swapping spit. This is what I call it, right? Because you have these people in the clique, and they're the ones that are waiting for permission from a goddamn magazine or a TV or influencer to, before they interact with anyone outside of who they say, who they believe is on their level or in their clique or belongs in their clique. And it's complete, utter bullshit. And this is why I am a firm, and I will always stand for what I call the underdog, right? This is why I do work with startups and emerging, because there's some women out there doing some kick-ass stuff that aren't recognized by major media or an influencer or someone of that nature. I'm actually disgusted and appalled by it, especially when you appear to be one way online and then in real life, you're a complete, utter different person. So it's frustrating for me to consistently see them talk the talk but can't back it up and walk the walk, right? So instead of leading, right, they're bossing, right? So now they want to show off a bag or a shoe or, you know, but at the end of the day, right, people have other priorities. Maybe someone can't afford the bag because, you know what, they want to buy stock, or maybe they want to have to pay their mortgage. Or so I'm sick of these fronts, so to speak. It's sad and disheartening, and this is something I've learned from since being in the women are space. And it's just like, wow, it exists, especially with social media now. And it's hard. And this is why people are comparing and feeling less than and trying to level up. Level up is leveling up for yourself, not trying to compete with someone whose priorities are completely different than yours at the end of the goddamn day. So this is what I'm really... This is why I really put myself in a leadership position. I really am a people person. I love people who... If anyone shows up for themselves, they work hard. I don't give a shit if they have a name or not, or no one knows them. I'll be that person helping you out if you have one follower. It doesn't matter. So, and that's been a challenge of mine, finding people who I can really align myself with and not have to ostracize myself from them because of the complete bullshit. That's all. Like, who can I find as an alliance because of that?
Let me tell you something. Girl, you are a woman after my own heart. I swear to goodness, I'm always talking about every single thing you just said. It's like, this is, I believe in this totally, you know, and I think that even with my situation, it's because I've been on that side where you thought that, you know, what glitters and everything that looks good for social media is what you should be striving for. And then I found myself unhappy. But I've also been around, you know, that whole fake it till you make it click, right? I don't know who made that up. I don't know who made that up, but whoever made it up got our people messed up and confused, because people think fake it till you make it means go out here and pretend to be somebody other than who you are. But to me, that causes unhappiness, because now when somebody sees you in public, they're like, you got to turn on that person that you are on Instagram. And it just creates a whole lot of false realities. And so I can appreciate what you have said here, because that is so true. And if it's one thing I just want you to know, Sharon, that we strive to have here with Urban CEO is we want to build those real, and I hate to use the word authentic, so real relationships where we're not just shooting the shit. Let's not do coffee. Like, let's not meet for coffee. Let's not see what we can do. No. Let's pull together. Let's make some money. Let's help some people. Let's actually take action. I'm not one of those girls that like to meet up with people for coffee. I tell people that all the time. Stop going to coffee meetings, because that's not turning into no revenue or no business. Y'all need to have ideas. What are you doing? Put together an event, workshop, program, etc. You know, stop letting people pick your brain. No, you pay for that brain, so you need to charge for that brain. But you know, we have to learn how to be effective with our business.
Hey guys, I want to take a quick break to let you know who this show is brought to you by, which is none other than the Urban CEO Summit taking place. This is a 2-day event, actually, June 22nd, which is our free networking event, and June 23rd, which is our Urban CEO Summit. All you have to do to secure your ticket is go to urbanceosummit.com. We are expecting more than 200 men and women, CEOs and aspiring CEOs, to fly in from more than 7 different states, all in one place. Now, what you can expect, guys, number one, you're going to get a chance to learn some incredible information. So we recommend bring your pens and your journals. You're also going to get to network with some of the finest. Guys, if it's one thing that I've come to learn, is that where you invest is what you expect. So invest to expect the best. And also, you're going to get a chance to meet our VIP panelists and our sponsors. So go and register today by going to urbanceosummit.com, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Now, why did you see a need for womanure?
You know what? It's so funny you ask me that. It came up out of a eureka, right? Because I had sold my Brooklyn Exposed, and I told you already that my concierge business was pretty sustainable on its own, right? So I was kind of hands off. I literally was twiddling my thumbs, like literally. And I said, what can I do next, right? So now, keeping in mind that I've already operated several businesses, and I was doing some research, like literally trying to see what can I do next. And I got on Instagram and I started looking at accounts. And I also in particular paid attention to specific things like, oh my goodness, this branding is just way off. Where's these people's themes? Why does this logo look crazy? What in the hell type of business name is that? Why aren't you showcasing yourself, right, you know, in what our conditioned minds mean to be professional, right? So my point is I started going, oh my God, I see the crazy. This is what I call it. I see the crazy in people's branding presentations, their brand story, and just their whole storyline in terms of what their brand is or their business is. And I said, oh my God, it was literally at that point that I realized from my years of doing business that I had gained a holistic knowledge, right? Accounting, I know branding, right? I know the legal stuff. I mean, across the board, you know? And I said, oh my God, that's it. I am going to share my knowledge and teach people to avoid the mistakes that I made, but in particular, to build a solid business foundation, because that's what I realized. Oh my goodness, these people have not built a solid business foundation. And just listening to people's complaints, and I said, your foundation is rocky, that's why. So that's how it all came about.
Wow, that's so awesome. Now, you've been able to do some incredible things, and I'm actually a part of the InstaG Society as well. Now, y'all don't be going to look at my Instagram and try to see if I'm following Insta, because I'm getting better, okay? But why did you actually decide to put this? So you had womanure, and it's, I mean, growing massively, and now you have this new community where you're teaching us some specific things. And I've seen her go into, like, we'll do live trainings, and Sharon will literally open up different Instagram accounts and give us tips right there live. Like, this is what you need to do. This is what you're not doing. You need to make, you know, and I have seen the growth take place, even with the little that I've done. I just got to stay consistent with it. Well, what made you decide to recently, and I believe InstaG Society is a new movement for you. What made you decide to launch that?
Well, and that's a great question. Here's the thing. You've said it earlier, right? Multiple streams of income, right? Mm-hmm. And so my goal with womanure, right? Because I consider it to be my mini empire, right? My goal, as I always teach my clients, is your customers will come back repeatedly the longer you can stay on their journey, right? So I already have my collective membership where I am helping these emerging and early stage female entrepreneurs, right? Launch and grow their business, right? And then, of course, I do my coaching. I do all these other things, right? And then I said, let me put something out on Instagram, right? And I did one day. So I did a post. It was last year, September. About something about Anne. This is Anne. Anne is on Instagram. Anne, don't be like Anne. People went bananas. And I said, holy shit, I'm gonna. And I at the end of it, I said, I'm doing Instagram audits. And I figured a few people will bite. I mean, people bit so much. And so I started doing it. And I wound up doing over 100 Instagram audits. And within a few weeks, I made over $2,000. It's like, I kid you not, from just the Instagram audits. But my point behind that is, you got to jump on the momentum. There's people who get rich, jump on momentum. Really jump on momentum. And so I had to literally, oh my God, hire a funnel strategist, do a consultation with someone I know, and really try and get this whole thing together, packaged and ready to go. And I said, oh my God, that's when I realized how much knowledge I did have from doing years of Instagram, right? And that's when I packaged it all together. And I said, you know what? I'm going to help women step up their entire Instagram game. So I packaged it all up, ran the beta, and voila, here we are today.
And you know what I can appreciate too about what you've done is that you actually went out there and had the success. Like, you know, you didn't just decide, you know, I'm going to teach Instagram and you got 50 followers. I get so many of these, I don't know what these agencies are with these 20 followers, 40, 50 followers that are talking about we can build up your Instagram and all this
right.
stuff. And I'm just like, several seeds. If you don't get off my profile with a fake account. But you actually went out there and did it. And not only are you doing it, but you're duplicating it. And I think that's the best form of business is to be able to give back in form of a way that you're teaching other people, you know, how to do what it is that you've done. If there's anything else that you could change, you know, through your journey of entrepreneurship, being a CEO, would there be anything?
In my journey?
Yeah, in your journey. If you could change anything about your journey of being a CEO, would there be anything?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I'm a firm believer in law of attraction and everything happens for a reason. And so I firmly believe everything that has happened has happened for a reason and a lesson. Like that's just the way I look at it. And whether I learn that lesson a week later, a month later, a year later, right? Because we all have to sit and reflect, right? I'm like, oh, wow, that's why that happened. Yeah, whatever happens is because I firmly believe I helped create it and everything happens for a reason. So no,
nothing to be changed. No, ma'am. I'm with you on that.
Hey guys, I wanted to take another break just to talk to you guys about what's also taking place with the Urban CEO Network. Have you heard about our ABC initiative? Well, if you have not heard about it, guys, it's time you sit down and listen. Okay, we have number one, A stands for Academy, our Academy training, guys, where you can get some of the best training. In fact, right now, guys, we even have our brand new WordPress training amongst other things that you guys are going to learn. Now with this training, WordPress 101, not only do we teach you how to design your own WordPress website, but we're also going to teach you how to make money designing websites or even outsourcing. So we're not only just teaching you some resources and information designed to help you grow your business, but many of these trainings, guys, that you're going to get is going to allow you to also build businesses. Our next is the barter program. That is B. And this is what we like to call the plug. And if you've never been a part of a barter program, guys, I tell you this, it is somewhere where you want to be a part of. It helps you to save money, build community, and network amongst other people. If you need somebody that does a specific service or provides a certain product, well, that's what the barter program is all about, because you can, in exchange of your services or product, be able to get services and products from other people. But we show you how to be most effective with the barter program. And then number three is the Community Development Financial Initiative. Do you need funding? If you need funding to grow your business, that is why you need to be a part of the Urban CEO Network. All you have to do is simply join the Academy. Not only are we going to teach you what you need to do to get funding, but we have the connect. Yes, y'all, we got the connect, we got the money. And so if you need some money to grow your business, you need to join the Academy today. Simply go to urbanceonetwork.com and you'll see the link where it says to join the Academy. Join us today and learn what it takes for you to actually be a part of the ABC initiative.
Well, Sharon, you know what? You are just a blessing in disguise. And not just because you're here on this call, but what you've done for me as a CEO myself. And that's why I knew, I was like, we just got to get her on this show. And I believe that this will definitely not be the last time that you guys hear her in connection with Urban CEO. We'll talk about that offline. But what I would like to know is for anyone that's listening in and they're trying to learn more about how they can work with you directly, what is the best form of contact that you want them to be able to reach out to you with?
You know what? The best way to reach out, because the Womener website is getting revamped, is to follow me on Womener. And also contact me from Womener. There are several links in the Womener Instagram. I am accessible via text. Yes, I am. I'm not saying I'll answer the text right away, but I'm accessible via text. There's an email contact there. And you can DM me. I'm really good with responding to my DMs, providing I don't have 100 at any given time. But I try my best to respond to all of my DMs. I do respond to my emails and I do respond to my texts. And so definitely follow me on the Women Are Instagram. And InstaG Society also, if you want to learn how to step up your Instagram game.
Hell yeah. Look, I highly recommend everyone listening, and I have told some of our urban CEOs before, you've got to join the InstaG Society. But definitely, guys, reach out. Make sure that you plug in. Go follow her on both Womanure and InstaG Society. Let her know that you came from Urban CEO for sure. I promise you, you'll be coming back to us and saying thank you so much for connecting me with Sharon, because she is the bomb.freaking.com. Well, Sharon, are there any last imparting words that you would like to leave with our urban CEOs?
You know, I just have to say, at the end of the day, everything you want can be attainable, right? And if you really want something, you got to just shut down the noise, focus, get inside, shut the doors, and do the damn work. That's it. At the end of the day, you are responsible for what gets done and what doesn't get done. And thank you very much, Toria, for having me on your Urban CEO Network to share some insight.
Oh, absolutely. And look, thank you. This is definitely not going to be the last time, guys. I promise you. Just stay close. Y'all going to hear something soon. I got to ask her first, so I'm going to make sure we ask offline. But Sharon, again, you see how I just cornered you in? But no, Sharon, again, thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, again, this is another incredible edition of our Urban CEO VIP guest on the radio show. Make sure to plug in all of her information. However you're listening to this, whatever broadcast or podcast platform that we have, because, you know, we're on all of them, just make sure to look into the comment space or to the caption space so that you can get in touch with Sharon. We appreciate you. And we will see you guys on the next VIP interview. And remember, guys, vision is the art of seeing what's invisible to others. So don't allow people to block your blessings. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, don't you look left. Don't you look right. Only stay focused forward on what God has for you. And at the end of the day, darling, all will be well.
We believe leaders are readers. So here is our book of the day. Check it out.
Hey, Urban CEOs, this is Taria Visionavant, and today's book of the day is by yours truly. It is titled A Six-Figure Vision. Guys, are you an entrepreneur? Do you want to be one, or do you feel stuck in your business? Well, guys, this book is all about being able to help entrepreneurs to grow and go to that next level of success. Some of the things that you can find within this book is we talk about controlling your finances. Guys, if it's one thing I understand is that, yes, we need to make the money, but we also need to build the money, right? I also talk to you guys about generating multiple streams of income. I give you so many different ideas on how you can make money, right? And so it's so important, guys, if you want to build, you know, some financial stability, you have to be bringing in multiple streams of income. We also talking about getting over your fears. But guys, there's so much more in this book that I definitely recommend you have to grab a copy. In fact, you can get a free copy of A Six-Figure Vision by simply going to asixfigurevision.com, and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. Now, the book is available on Amazon as well, but you don't get it for free. So if you want a free copy, go to asixfigurevision.com, and I look forward to hearing your testimonies of going to the next level of success. All right, guys. So before we finish this radio show on out, as always, I like to bring up some incredible urban CEOs that have some breakthroughs that are taking place within their businesses. Now, sometimes you're going to hear from me, and sometimes you'll actually get a chance to hear from that urban CEO themselves. All right. But I do want to highlight some urban CEOs. So make sure, guys, to stay plugged in to our academy, stay plugged in to our Facebook group, because you never know when your name might be called. Well, today I want to shout out Mrs. Erica Denise Fulton. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about her. She is a content writer. She does collaboration books. She does a whole lot of stuff in regards to words, okay? So if you need help with freelance writing, content writing, Erica is who you want to reach out to. And she shared with us that she now has her counseling articles published on not one, but three sites, which includes her own. So that is super huge. Congratulations, Erica. We are so excited for you. And honey, we cannot wait to hear more about the success taking place within your business. Keep on going. Keep on pushing. All right. So we will holler at you guys next week. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Don't forget to register for the summit by going to Urban CEO Summit. Until then, talk to you later. Deuces.
Grab your pen and pads because it's time for our business tip of the day.
Hey, Urban CEOs, it's Nikki, and welcome to this episode's business tip. Be sure that your business is staying aligned with your audience and client. All aspects of your business need to focus on their needs. As your audience grows, you need to assure your business still meets the needs of your existing and your new clients. Growth is great. Just make sure your core values are still keeping your audience happy. Check in with them from time to time and make sure they are still satisfied.
Now make sure you do go and visit the website, urbanceonetwork.com. Register for the summit. Guys, I want you to understand, even if you're not in Houston, Texas, we literally have people flying in from all over. In fact, so that we can make your trip most memorable, we also have an event that's taking place the day before that is 100% free. It is a networking event, and it is called Life of an Entrepreneur. So, and it's real cute. Let me just tell you guys, I got it at a really nice location, 5115, which is located in the same store of Saks Fifth Avenue at the Galleria Mall. And so you can actually come to that for free. Every single registered guest for the summit, you can actually come to the Life of an Entrepreneur networking event. So it's another chance for you to meet some movers and shakers in Houston, Texas. So we look forward to seeing you guys there. Man, this has been another amazing show. Make sure you guys stay plugged in. We can't wait to hear from another breakthrough story. We can't wait to hear from another one of our VIP guests. I appreciate you. I love you all, and I'll see you guys at the summit.
That was another edition of the Urban CEO Radio Show. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss when we have a new VIP interview. They only get better and better. Also, make sure you have joined the Academy today by going to www.urbanceoacademy.com. And don't forget to stay unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming. And we're out. Peace.